Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, I rock a little bit with Eddie Money. This ain't necessarily my favorite Eddie Money song, though. It's good. It's not my favorite. Everybody knows that my favorite Eddie Money song is "Baby, Hold On to Me." Whatever will be, will be. And I think that's a song we can all relate to, Jason. We all had flings. We all had summer flings, you know, back in the day.
Maybe you just relate to it more than we do.
Whatever will be, will be. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. But this show, Range. We'll bring you back to Eddie Money. We'll bring you back to Creed. We'll bring you back to whatever Brad's got cooking over there. It depends on the day. You know, sometimes he'll come out, pop out with like some, you know, NBA young boy. You just don't know what's going on in the mind of Brad. But either way, we're here. We're back. And every day around this time, we do a little thing we call the rundown. Let's do it. All right, we have an injury update. Some good, some bad. We'll start with the good. Grizzlies. Big man Zach Edey has been upgraded to doubtful.
Okay. That's nuts.
The road to the offs begins. Zach, are you ready, big fella? Obviously, that means he probably will not play tonight, but, you know, I don't know what the schedule is exactly. You know, they have the Spurs coming up after
Cleveland and the Spurs.
Yes. Okay, so it's today, it's the Celtics. Saturday, it'd be the Cavs. Does that mean he gets upgraded to questionable versus the Cavs and sits? Or does he play against the Cavs?
No, you'd hope he plays on questionable. That's typically what the Grizzlies have done. Right. We're speaking in their language.
Right. So, Ja back against
is
the
questionable
Cavs
as well.
Yeah, that's the bad news. Ja has been downgraded to questionable. So, but again, you know, unless he gets downgraded again, it feels like he'll probably play on that. Because you're right. Like, it usually doesn't go from questionable to out. Usually goes from, you know, it goes to doubtful,
mm-hmm.
You know, would be the would be the way that some places are different. Like Milwaukee will list you as questionable and it could legitimately be
not
out.
Playing. Yeah. Yeah.
Memphis, typically
doubtful's been out, questionable's been in.
Exactly.
And remember, too, I do think it, you know, perhaps it applies. They took Edey on the trip, this road trip. They're coming home between Cleveland and San Antonio. Jessica Benson was pointing this out.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was an opportunity to leave Edey here, right? Let him continue to rehab.
Yes.
And then even if you thought, okay, well, we'll take him with us to San Antonio. No, they took him there. And so now that you've got him on doubtful, yeah, hopefully by the time you get to Cleveland, you're upgrading him to questionable, and he's playing, and you had reason to take him on this trip. So that's what you'd like to see. Hey, get a game in before, you know, you go down there and see Wimby and company.
Yes.
Get a game in against this pretty good Cleveland front court.
I mean,
frankly, we're desperate. It's like we're in a desert in terms of needing a drink of water, and that's what Zach Edey represents. And so all of this, we've literally said it. We were looking, scouring the injury report, seeing when this would start to happen. Zach Edey moving up the injury list. This is news. It's good news for the Grizzlies.
Yes, it is good news for the Grizz. Now, they have gone from 6.5-point favorite underdogs, I should say, to 7.5-point underdogs on this news. So the market is reacting as though Ja will.
That's Ja, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the Ja news, yes. That, you know, maybe he does not play. It is the second out of a back-to-back. You know, it is a road trip. So,
and he does seem to be in some you know, discomfort.
Yeah.
But it's listed as an ankle, right?
Yeah. Yes. You know? Yes, that is the injury. By listed by Grizzlies PR. And again, like to get to game number, you know, what, 9, 10, and it's the first one you miss because of game number 13.
Yeah.
And it's the first one that John misses, you know, due to injury. That's a pretty damn good pace.
No, he's clearly trying to make a statement that he's, you know, that he's out there to play. And he's said as much, and you love to see it. And tonight, if he does roll tonight, you know, clearly he has been laboring. George was talking about it off air. I mean, I think anybody who's watched him can tell he's favored his back a little bit. You know, I've seen it I was stretching and showing George. He said, yeah, that's it. And you know, whether he's had a pad on, whatever, heating pad, all that, looks to be in discomfort. My point would be, if you're playing through that, you're clearly out to make a statement.
Right.
That, you know, that's what I'm going to do this year. So it's appreciated. There's no question about it. Now, you know, level of play while you're out there, and now you're getting the increased minutes. We've seen that too. We talked about their first hour. He's playing more minutes per game since the suspension than he was beforehand. You know, to be fighting through that and battling through, you know, nicks and injuries and nagging stuff. Yeah, it's a credit to him. But that, you know, you've also got to get some stuff cleaned up. You wonder, all right, you're playing through it. I'll put it this way. But if you can't attack,
mm-hmm.
and you've got no three-pointer right now, it's failing you. Well, then are we just better suited? Sure, you're making a statement. We appreciate you're out there. Are you better suited to sit for a couple of games, get your strength back, so that you can at least be effective?
Absolutely.
Is the point.
Absolutely.
There's got to be a line. I appreciate what he's doing, but there's got to be a line if you're not getting the best Ja Morant in terms of attack mode, that if you can't do it because of health.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you expect Ja tonight?
I mean, it sounds like the organization's allowing him to sort of make the call now, and I wonder if they're not doing it even more with the minutes, because you look at, again, the minutes difference since the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's his call, my guess is, yeah, he's probably going to want to go. Like we said, Cleveland, San Antonio next.
Right.
You might not get another one here for a minute. Maybe it'll have to be Sacramento after you get back home. But if you're Ja Morant, you'd like to be out there for just like Dallas, right? You'd like to be out there for one you think you can get.
Yes.
So my hope is that he plays, and my guess is that the Grizzlies, if Ja says I'm going, he's going.
Well, and again, you also
in questionable
have,
language.
Yeah.
They could have listed him as doubtful and just right. Taking him on out of there.
Well, you also, again, have these two games coming up, you know, that you'll be probably even bigger underdogs in. So, I mean, I think you have to kind of take that into consideration. Like,
it's just the second night of a back-to-back is the part that I said, you know what, if he did sit, it would make sense because he's played through it for the most part. I know he did that first one.
Yeah. And it's not all love and hip hop in Boston. I mean, Joe Mazzulla benched Josh Minot last night, and he only played 8 minutes in the first half. Benched Josh Minot after that, and he was asked about it, and he said, "That's between me and Josh."
Oh, come on! Like Josh is not. What do they expect from him?
They expect
a lot.
He's
had a couple double digit rebound games.
Tiger.
The guy's,
you know,
he's not a center. They've been basically throwing him in the middle.
Why don't you expect more from Josh? Yeah.
Mazzulla's really make, you know.
That's my question.
Raising Josh. This season's become about raising Josh Minot.
Yeah, that's a good series. Yeah.
I'll send a message to Josh.
So you're not a Joe Mazzulla guy.
No, I never have been. It's not him that's won that championship, bro. That's an Emay culture that Joe inherited, that Mazzulla inherited.
No, you've always held the.
But now he's going to do enough weird things outside to make you think he's some sort of genius. Oh, look,
I like
Mazzulla,
the media the game.
He says in the media game, he's a genius. He's going up my coaching rank list.
Why doesn't Coach Isolo do a media game then?
He'd get you right on board, wouldn't he? He'd call him the best thing since sliced bread if he did.
No, because he'd only play people 3 minutes at a time, and then he'd pull them.
No, I'm
tough to get into a rhythm.
Yeah, Isolo says he's a pragmatist.
I mean, I know,
and that ain't working.
NBA
so we got to adjust back.
Isolo so much because he speaks that language. I mean, he really speaks that nerdy basketball language.
Again, let's see what it looks like when Edie's back. I'd like to have a healthy Ja. So back to this point, if I need to sit him, forget the playing the whole games thing. I need a Ja that attacks.
Yeah,
and sitting out the second night of a back to back is not Ja going back to unavailable Ja.
Right.
No, get the night off. Come back healthy with Edie. Let's see how good this thing can be.
Right.
Let's get him at least to get back into attack mode, not just, you know, jacking the threes because you can't. So if he needs to sit to be able to do that, get healthy enough to be able to do that, let's do it.
All right, well, I'll run up the flat. I mean, you're the one that's doing Grizzby at 3 o'clock.
I mean, these guys, man, I'm telling you, you ain't getting top six. I don't care who you throw back in there.
Right.
Edie, Ty Jerome. Have you seen the top of the West?
Yeah.
Like, it's Loaded.
No, I mean your hopes of that. I mean, you're playing.
Where are you? 11 right now? Like this? Come on now.
You're a playing team at best. It feels like, and there's a lot of.
So at some point you ask, because we asked it last year after the debacle. You were 2-seed. We were still asking the question. Said, you know, mm-hmm. might not be so bad to get in the lottery.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing this play-in game, you're gonna go against OKC, get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk about? We had them figured out, man. Please. And so nothing came out of that.
Right.
You know, in terms, look at what happened with Dallas.
Yeah.
They lose to you in the play-in. What do they get?
Right.
In the lottery, they jump up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So this is a much different situation where you have far less of, you know, in terms of hopes, expectations.
Yes.
Ceiling.
Right.
You were never the 2-seed like you were, and you could tell yourself last year, oh, let's just go give it a shot.
Yep.
Again. Remember when we were the 2 before this thing fell apart? Mm-hmm. You ain't anything close to that right now. And so my point would be, why do that? Yes.
Yeah.
You would change course if it got to that point. That's what's going to be interesting about this season.
Yeah.
Is do they decide to kick it into overdrive because, you know what, there ain't much to be gained here.
Right.
A play-in isn't getting us much in the grand scheme of things. How about making both picks lottery picks? Ours and Phoenix's.
Yep.
You know?
But let me counter with this.
Please do. Because I think that's the proper course of action right now.
The platinum jerseys.
That could save us.
I mean, hey, right?
As long as we look good.
I mean, I think that's the only thing we could do at this point.
Let me just ask you something. And again, I'm not suggesting this is happening. But if they were tanking, they'd already made the decision. Would they be doing a pretty good job of it?
Oh, they've done a masterful job.
Because none of us are saying, everybody's saying, well, you might have to switch to that.
Mm-hmm.
What if they were tanking now?
Well, they could be. They may not have a choice, right? Like,
the man won't even put Cedric Coward in the starting lineup.
Right. That's weird.
We're screaming.
That's weird. But it's also, I mean, I guess he would say it's 12 games into his career. Let's at least get out of a month.
No, you can't play Ja Moore and be tanking. And that's what they've been doing. I'm telling you this, that you can't do that.
Right.
I go back and look at his game log.
Yes.
It's gone up.
Okay.
So they're not tanking.
I'm looking.
But I'm just going conspiracy theory here.
Yeah.
If you threw it out there, I mean, bro.
Great job.
You're getting it done.
This is like a covert tank operation.
You do not do that. This is not happening. You wait. That's why we said you can't judge Isolo until they at least get Zach Edey back. Ty Jerome's going to help with the shooting. Like, let's at least get those two reinforcements back and then see if it looks significantly different. Hopefully, it'll at least look different. It might not equate to wins against good teams, but it'll look like something that might be the future.
I think Grizzlies fans will welcome Zach Edey more than Purdue would have. I mean, he is more important to the Grizzlies than he was to Purdue.
We've made him too important, unfortunately, as an organization, haven't we?
This dude better be, you know.
Like, better than Steven Adams ever was thought about being.
I mean, you know, and it's like he.
And Steven's one of the best offensive rebounds we've ever seen. I mean, right. Just in terms of league. Like,
I mean, I think Zach will help, but it's like he's not really going to impact, you know, scoring. I mean, could he impact defense? Could it be better there? Could it be better, you know, yes. But it's like, I don't know. I think his impact will be felt, but I don't think it will be as profound as the team needs it to be. And the same goes for Ty Jerome. It's like he'll help with the scoring, but, you know, he's a bench guy. He's a supplemental, you know, piece. But, you know, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do with what you have. So, anyway, that's the injury report. Zach Edey's return is certainly imminent. And we'll see if Ja goes tonight against the Boston Celtics. Pregame right here on 92.9. It is going to be another early night for Gabe because this is a 6:30.
Oh, yeah, I know you monitor those.
This is a 6:30. Yeah. This is yet another. I think he's only.
I was just gone to Disney for a week talking about early nights for
Gabe. He's only doing 2 hours tonight, man. It's a good gig. It's like a veneer of a third hour, you know. It's like it's there, but it's like he doesn't really do it, you know, during the Grizzlies season. So. Catch that tip off right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I got another Grizz theory. Maybe it's a more real one, John. I'm going to throw this one at you, see what you think. There was news made that 7 Grizzlies games are going to be shown on local TV for free. I'll read from the story over at the DM. Grizzlies and Gray Media partnering to simulcast 7 of the team's games on local channels throughout the Mid-South. The NBA franchise announced yesterday. Gray will broadcast the games free over the air across Tennessee's 3 largest markets, Memphis, Knoxville, and Nashville, as well as Jonesboro, Bowling Green, Kentucky, and Tupelo, Mississippi. in Memphis here for you. Got fans will be able to watch the Grizzlies over the air on WMC TV Channel 5. But like we mentioned, they're branching out a little bit in terms of offering these free games up to Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is what I'll say about this. Wonder what you think. For the folks that keep saying, oh, man, I'm worried about attendance and got to get that lease signed. Does this look like the sort of plan that, you know, of a team that might be looking to get up out of here? This looks like a long-term trying to create new fans, probably if you had means or whatever. Maybe you'd probably done this earlier. But a team that's struggling with attendance right now, right, going out regionally and saying, let's grow our fan base is what it's saying mm-hmm. to me. That to me would be the signs of a team that has every intention, and I think Robert Perez told us in basically not saying anything, no threats, nothing. OKC's getting new place. We're getting renovations. Haven't been any. Oh, you better. You know. Yes, it's not done. Yes, there are concerns about downtown and crime, but I don't think you're doing things like this mm-hmm. if you're about to head up and get up out of here. I'm throwing this at the people that continue to be the conspiracy theorists. Sometimes I am mm-hmm. About the Grizzlies and moving. You know, this is a smart thing. It's a common sense thing to do. Remember, you're having attendance issues right now. Mm-hmm. You'd like some of these people from Kentucky, from Tupelo, Mississippi, all over, to drive on up on a weekend. Come on and see the Grizzlies. And offering them games for free to try to grow your market. You're one of the smallest markets in the NBA, right there at the bottom with, New Orleans. Then this seems like a smart thing to do. And just not the sort of thing, the sort of approach of a team that's about to move up out of here.
Well, I don't have any insight on that piece of it. Sure. I hope that is
maybe it's the too case, optimistic of you, you know? But
I mean,
I've never thought they were moving. I've never thought they were moving, and this is what teams that need to grow their fan base do. This is the kind of thing they should do.
Right. I do think that there's certainly an argument to be made. Yes, that there is an effort to localize this thing. I this is one of my favorite things. The NBA product should be accessible in the market that the team plays in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just true to me of any the NFL is that way, right? I mean, if you're in an NFL market, that team is going to air on your CBS affiliate or your Fox affiliate. Like that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And I know the function of the NBA is a little different because it's so many games. And so it's maybe not as, and they're all at different times and days and things like that. And mm-hmm. so I understand maybe it's a little bit harder to pull off in that regard, but, I think every city should have access to their team without having to pay additional money, without having to subscribe to, FanDuel Sports Network or League Pass or whatever the case may be. So I think it's great. I'm a huge fan of it. I know there are some people out there who are like, and I understand that it is going to come with it. Like, well, why am I paying for FanDuel Sports Network, right? Like, if we're going to have 10 games on, because you're not going to get all the games. You're not going to get every single game. That's why. But I think it's a great step. I think Phoenix, for example, does every game, right?
I don't know if y'all are there. They're at the point they're doing every game.
I think Phoenix is every game available.
How did they do on attendance? Are they at the bottom like Memphis is? You know, is that one of the reasons you're able to do that? Because, again, it's not – attendance is not an issue, so of course giving it away free is fine.
71 of their games is on.
I mean, that's the majority of them.
Yeah, and I would imagine the other 11 are national TV. Yeah. It would be my guess.
See that's my only. But you're right. I mean, fundamentally, you'd like the folks, especially in a town like Memphis, to be able to see. But it also works against you, kind of business wise.
It does,
at least with the folks here.
And Phoenix is a bigger market than Memphis, right? Like,
right.
They probably feel like they can get away. Like we're not going to take away from, walk-ups or whatever the case may be. I'll just pick their most recent game. Their most recent game was at home against the Pelicans. That's a game that nobody would care about, right? They had 17,000 for that one. So, I mean, not that much difference.
I mean,
Chris,
what NBA team would you root for if you're living in Bowling Green, Kentucky?
I would root for the... Cleveland Cavaliers, probably. I mean, that's what you'd probably be closest to that one. I mean, isn't it all kind of like that's like the tri-state area?
Maybe so. I hadn't thought of it that it might be Cleveland. My point is that there's nothing there.
Right.
That's sort of
like who would you root for in Missouri? You'd root for the Grizzlies, I would think. Like, who would you root for?
Well, in the Boot Hill, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, not as you. I mean, probably as you get. you know, you move up further north.
I guess you could not rooting OKC for the Grizzlies. Is going to be in that mix. Like, I don't know how they feel about all that. Any, either way, there's opportunities, you know, out here to get more fans. And this is a way to do that.
Yeah, and they're not just giving them dog games either. No. Like, a couple of them are OKC, and you got a Denver in there as well. So it's not just the sort of, oh, yeah, we're going to give out the free ones. It's going to be against the Pelicans, you know, the dregs of the league.
Right.
One of them is, but you have the defending champ. You have the Nuggets, who are a threat to win it this year. Yeah, you got some good ones in there in terms of the free games as well.
So yeah.
Hopefully it does. It grows their fan base in some of these regional areas.
Now, let me ask you, like, from a – I mean, is, you know
– we're in for the long haul.
It's interesting to see, you know, the expansion of, you know, the Grizzlies' empire here. That's what I would say. You know, more games available locally, lots of local programming on Grind City Media every single day. You know, from where I sit, you know, I wonder, you know, is this a part of a larger world takeover? Which makes sense. I mean, there's, I don't know how many of those there are in professional sports, but, you know, I think that is probably the way we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting across from somebody who infiltrates that building every Wednesday. So maybe he has some insight he doesn't want to share, but I'm just—he is part of the domination.
It's going. I mean, again, we want it to be headquartered here. That world domination, just like Elon.
That's right.
Now that there's opportunity here in Memphis.
That's right.
In this area, and I know Robert Parra saw it long before Elon did. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, like we could air Grizzbeat, you know, on Channel 5.
Well, in fact, just have our own channel. You know,
the Grizzbeat channel?
No, the whole dang thing. Grizz channel. Games, all of it. That's what you're going to do one day.
I want Grizzbeat only. I want 24 hours reruns.
Well, let's get the team winning before we're going to go, you know, total reruns over and over.
Do you take any accountability, you know, for the team's performance, you know, ever since you got into the building?
Nah, brother. I'm over there keeping it real, telling people like you. And my brother Anthony saying that this team was probably not going to be that good this year, and for folks to buckle up,
yeah.
And here we are, and so I have, again, you know, I'm not the pat on the back dude, but that's, now that we're here,
mm-hmm.
we can sort of finally get around to the business. Okay, guys, if this is not going to be good enough, how do you fix it quickly? Well, you do that by pushing the eject button.
Mm-hmm.
You do it by being as bad as you can. Like, we've seen good things come from that, and you have an opportunity to have two lottery picks, so that.
We
got to start about, let's talk about fixing it.
Yeah.
And doing it the most efficient, and you need it quickly because attendance ain't going up.
Yep.
Those are the kinds of issues I'm interested in talking about.
Yeah.
And I just see a way out that way, as opposed to thinking all of a sudden the system's going to come together. All of a sudden your two pillars, your two stars are all bought in. Now your role players are catching everything. I mean, come on, man. Zach Edey's fixing everything. Like, let's stop. This is looking more like a year where you'd like to call it a gap year, but it's not because of half a year last year.
Right.
Than the year before.
Yes.
So there's been too much
of
this.
It's been gap years.
Making it even more concern. I'm telling you this right now, John, to your face and on Grizzbeat. Making it even more urgent that you get out of this as quickly as possible.
Yes.
You know, in this small market city. Penny talking about losing pandemonium. There ain't much around the Grizzlies right now.
Yes.
You got to get it back as quickly as possible. So, again, a downturn might be the fastest way to do that. I'm always going to keep it real.
I agree. But I would say, while you're down there today, can you pick me up a platinum jersey?
They are
available in – I will Venmo you.
Well, that's good.
They are available in the store.
Okay.
So you can get
come on down with me, bro.
You can see you can get your Cedric Howard jersey for CJ.
Just come on down with me. We'll let you up to the door. I'll go in and get it for you and then bring it back to the door, and then you can take it on home.
There we go.
In fact, we'll get some for the entire family.
There we go.
Right. We'll let you in on game night.
I do have a growing family.
Yes, you, and congrats on that.
Thank you.
Should have made that headline news. Should have. You're having so many now.
I know.
That it's a little bit lower in the rundown.
Sometimes
when John has kids, it's not the number one item anymore.
That's exactly right.
That's unfortunate because they're all special.
They are all special.
And this one will be just as special as Riley and Dominic.
Yes. We announced that last night. Obviously, you know, you've known for a while that this was coming, but,
congrats.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you this. I am excited.
I call it for now.
It isn't it. We're not going to know what the gender is.
I heard that's exciting that you guys are doing it that way.
It pops out.
Did you do that with Don?
No, we knew.
Okay.
Don.
I thought so. So this, when you said this with Jeff, I thought, okay, this is exciting. This is this is a switch.
But because we already have a girl, we already have a boy, you know, it doesn't really matter. So, I mean, you know, I mean, look, I would rather kind of know because we could at least set up everything in advance, like, you know, because that's important to a lot of people. But, you know, I'm not going to push for it if it's not, you know, if she doesn't, if Sam doesn't want to do it, then I'm not going to push for it.
Let's just hold up. Let's give John a round of applause, his efficiency level. You want to hit the boy and the girl. Ping, ping.
Yep.
Ping, ping. You know, right off the bat.
Yep.
Once you've done that, you've checked all the boxes. I was listening to Jeff talking about trying to have more to have the girl.
Yep. I think GP was doing the same thing. You know, GP came back third, hoping to get a girl, you know.
Some never get it done. You did it in two shots. He said, I'm going back, George, for some more. Are you crazy?
Josh took a lot of opportunities, didn't he? Finally did get one.
Josh wanted his own boy.
Yeah.
Yes. It means a lot.
Josh Pastner.
It means a lot to a man.
But I think he had to put up five shots.
King George, one day you'll want a little Prince George.
George looks anti-child. Are you anti-child?
For now, in his sports car. Right. But he's just like the young you back in the day.
Yeah.
He'll settle down.
How old are you, George?
27.
Oh, you got time.
You can hear it in his voice, all that youth.
It's fleeting.
All the exuberance over
here. It's fleeting, I'll say that. 27 was a fun year. 28 was a fun year. And then it's like, oh, my God, it's here. But, yeah, we're having a third. And
people are texting me congratulating you, including for Marcus. You're moving to the zone defense, though. But you've already done that. You go to zone when you have two. You go to zone.
I mean, anybody that's ever played basketball with me knows that I don't play defense anyway. So
no, Sam will be playing all the D. We hear you just leave.
I put down all the D.
Brooks Monaghan going to join us. 125. This is Jason John.
But, no, it's due in April. So I do look forward to not obviously just the child, but also the paternity leave that I will take. It will be a glorious 3 months.
Oh, it's amazing. John has kids. I pay for it.
How many months do I get for paternity now? Is it 90 days?
Nicole and I were talking about that the other day, as a matter of fact, when we learned that you were having a third child.
That's crazy.
This man who maximizes paternity, the only person in the country.
I have kids only to get paternity leave. It's actually a...
How long was Gabe out? Because it was Connor and I filling in for that. I think
you guys were
doing
it.
He tried a month and a half.
He tried to follow John's lead. He heard about men using full paternity leave.
See, a month and a half. I never did that to you.
I don't think he was gone that long. I think
it ended up being most of December, too, because we also had the Christmas break, stuff like that.
Okay, so he timed
it.
Right. No, you will not have that luxury of a Christmas break, unfortunately. You know, you will, but it'll be in April, so, and the paternity will probably be in May, so you'll be able to come on here and chronicle the Grizz deep playoff run.
Nothing we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. A whole month of May, I think it was a couple of years ago, maybe that was Riley. I'm not sure.
I think that was
because Riley was February.
Riley was March.
March.
And so I think I actually took that one later in August. Dom, I took pretty early on. I think you did.
Maybe it was Dom.
Yeah, I think you did March or April with him.
Always a fun time.
Yeah, man. So we're excited.
Laughing my lips with bread.
It's been a fun, you know, realization knowing that number three is coming. I'm doing my part, brother. I'm adding to the population.
I always said under, man. You went over. You surprised us all. I said over. I mean, I said under on 2.5.
Yep. Yeah,
congrats.
That bet gets graded as an L.
Especially after you hit the boy and the girl in the first one.
I know.
But a guy that says we weren't trying not to have one.
That's
right. We weren't trying to have one.
No, we were not.
You're fine with having one. When
you put
it like that.
No, I mean, it was like, you know.
You might as well be trying.
I was told that, you know, we were not dealing with, you know.
Yeah, you tried to blame it on Sam. I heard you with Jeff.
Yeah,
you tried to talk about misinformation. Stop it.
Totally misinformation.
You know what you're doing. You're supposed to check on the information yourself. You don't just leave it up to that, you know. Come on.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right.
You should keep tabs, bro.
No, you're probably right, but,
since
you know,
in the end, it'll be your bills.
That's right. That is true. It is my, you know, cross to bear no matter what. But
I feel another Martin boy.
So do I.
Just going to put that into existence.
I'll be honest. And I say that because Riley desperately wants a sister. She just does. She really wants it. And unfortunately, when you want something so bad, I think it just doesn't happen.
Which means you'll have to go again.
I will not be going again.
Give Riley the sister.
I got no more in me. This is it.
Oh, you got more in you. Millions.
Remember that Keenan and Cal? You know, Keenan and Cal probably would not have been your generation. But it's like he comes on stage. Well, one of those guys is on Saturday Night Live. Okay.
Blame.
But he comes on, and as they're about to start the episode, he goes, "Oh, here you go." Oh, that's how I feel about this child. Like, oh, God. Here we go. I'm about to be 35 years old, bro. Chase around them damn kids. But you know what? I'm used to the sound, right? So you're out of it. You're so far out of it that it's beautiful. Yeah. You know, you don't have to deal with meltdowns and temper tantrums. And like today, for example, Dom wouldn't put his pants on. He was kicking and screaming. He wouldn't put his pants on for no reason. Just didn't want to put his pants on today. You don't have to deal with that. CJ puts his pants on by himself.
That's right.
It's an amazing thing. Now you got to buy them.
Don't miss that age at all. But all those tantrums and terrible times.
And I'm going back into that. I got out of it, and now I'm going in voluntarily again. You know, it's but again, your ears are conditioned to it. Your ears are conditioned to that noise, and so
congratulations, I guess.
Thanks to
you're making it. It doesn't sound like, you know, it's the tone kind of sounds like the opening of the show.
Oh yeah, dude.
A little bit here toward the end of this.
To be honest, I'm definitely scared. I mean,
that's natural.
It's, you know, with the second one, I was kind of more prepared and ready for it and everything like that. Like,
you wasn't too scared. If you were really scared, you'd have snipped.
Or yeah, exactly. I'm not.
You're too much of a
using
man.
Using contraception. You know, I mean, that's.
Too much of a man.
We're married. You know, I'm not using contraception. What the hell is wrong with you? So, you know, it's a little bit of an. There's some trepidation involved because it is the third, because you're trying to juggle all the different things. You know, that's going to be an adjustment, but we'll get through it, bro. Thanks for everybody who's you know, sent some congrats and prayers and everything like that. You know, everything is good. So you got some time. You got about 5 months before I'm gone. So I'll keep you updated on anything like that. Anyway, we got one more story. These are my other kids. Memphis basketball. They go on the road last night. Go down 83-77 against Ole Miss. Ole Miss shot 62% from three. Most of it was this Camerdine. I don't even want to call him a kid. He's a man. Mm-hmm. He has been a pro for 6 years in various French leagues, and he definitely looked like that. It would be nice if, you know, Memphis could find somebody like that.
Yep,
they're out there. I mean, Illinois is building their team like that. They got the win last night against Texas Tech. Ole Miss obviously has identified him. They were talking about they had some trouble getting him in, much like Memphis kind of had some trouble with Majak with the visa, but they did ultimately get him in. Mm-hmm. And he was the difference maker. He was the difference in the game. He had 26 for the Rebels last night. Memphis just really couldn't find an answer. They sent a lot of people at him. And I think honestly, most teams are going to have a problem with him because he's older. He's professional.
Yep.
But like, I think that's another avenue that Memphis can explore is like, you know, go find, they can come over now.
I'd do the visa with David Jones.
Yep.
Right. I mean, yep. it's not an untapped area. And then you have to do it, like you mentioned, with Majak.
Yes.
So, you know, this is an area that Penny's familiar with. I just wonder, to get ones like him, how much do you have to have, right, the top of the line guys? You know, with Majak, it feels like there's some potential there. You can actually see some skill level there.
Yep.
But it didn't feel like that was one of the higher priority guys you bring over. Clearly, Camerdine must have been that with the way he can shoot the ball.
Ilias Camerdine.
So, but David Jones, you know, you looked at him as that guy. You know, you did the visa stuff. He comes in and is one of the top 10 scorers in the country. And so, yeah, hopefully Penny can tap in. Here's the deal, John. You want to have to – maybe you're looking for one of those guys to help fill one or two or three holes that you've got in your rotation because you've got a core back. I mean, that's kind of what Rick Barnes, you know, has done in some ways through the years here. So, you know, that's the way to go, and it'd be nice, yes, if you could tap into that market. But you've got to have the NIL to go get the top-of-the-line guys, obviously, and still obviously fill out the rest of a roster.
So, yes.
You know, Penny will have to be shrewd, as he always is.
How do you say moral victory in French?
I mean, these SEC schools got money because that money's flowing right now through that conference, right? Even the basketball teams that maybe, or the programs that don't care as much about basketball, still football, but they got more money.
Oh, they got a couple French dudes. They got him and they got Cameroni and Giffa. Giffa's a French.
I didn't know anything about him.
Freshman.
Yeah.
He was out there. He I don't recall him having the best game ever.
He had 15.
But yeah, they've done the import, route.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis trying.
We imported Majok.
That's right. And I know he's a fan favorite already.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of saw how far away he still is.
Yeah,
last night,
he's very, very far
away. If he was ready to go, as thin as they've been in the front court, you'd have him out there. Scylla gives you an activity level.
He does.
Right, in length.
And that's about it.
He's also going to give you fouls.
Yep.
But I'd almost, just because of that, I'd almost just go him and pull Bradshaw off the bench and go Ashton at the four.
Yep. Or,
listen, I think there's more to be gotten out of Zach Davis, too. There's got to be more to get out of Zach Davis. And he's got to be one of those guys. But it just looks like to me you'd run four, a couple of guards, a couple of forwards, and have one of those bigs out there until you see whether or not you can get Bradshaw to a point where having both of those guys out there makes sense offensively. Or maybe there's something to be gotten out of Tariq Ingram, which I think I'm more hopeful for.
Right.
Penny brought him in late for a reason. They know what's there. John, you made the – where was it? Ryder? Like, he's put up some numbers against some decent-level competition. So if you can get him in shape.
Yep.
That to me is the that's how you raise your ceiling up, if it can be raised, pulling it out of him. I think the other guys are what they are.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment.
The front court guys.
Yeah, my hope for them that from what we've seen is pretty low. But I think the guards will be again good enough for, and this is what we'll just have to sort of reconcile. Is like, all right, is this okay? Being a team in the non-conference that's like 8-5, 7-6, but then you go 14-4, 15-3 in the American, right? And if you make the tournament every single year. I mean, there are worse things to be in college basketball. There's no doubt about that.
You're not going to have the money, I don't think, to continually throw at this program and hope to make Sweet 16s and Final Fours. I just think it's different now. And especially at a time where, college football is running it more than ever. You've got an opportunity now in college football that's bigger than it's ever been, just in terms of making the playoff. And I don't see how it's physically responsible. Right, and that's why I've talked about maybe even looking at a reimagination. That's the word I've used of the whole ticket sales that the Tigers do, because this ain't 2008 anymore.
Right,
those exorbitant seat donation fees that you pay before the tickets that folks can't even think about getting in the lower bowl. Yep. Regular folks, because those how much those cost. I just, and there are people, and God bless them, that have been paying that for years and have been, and that's why I know, even this talk, they've got that money baked in for so many years to come, probably because that's the way they've been living.
Yep.
But to me, that's part of the shift, John. Mm-hmm. You want to go back to making this Memphis' team, well, things have changed in a way that, you used to be the product in the building that people could depend on for a sellout when FedEx Forum started. It wasn't the Grizzlies.
Yep.
That's no longer the case. College basketball's changed. This is not just all about the Memphis program and not making a Sweet 16 since 2009. So what I'm saying is a complete real. And you're not, John, here's the other thing, you're not getting a 10,000-seat stadium that would be perfect on campus anytime soon. So again, I realize, there's lease things. The Tigers play in that building. They signed a lease to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That have to be figured out. But I just, opening that thing back up for what is – a different product than it was in 2008, and more importantly, a different time in terms of our ties to college athletics and college basketball, transfer portal, so much has affected that. I think you got to be real about that. And it makes more sense as you shift to football in a building that you do control.
Yep.
With the bank, with Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. So these are real conversations that have to be going on. My thing is, John, they've got those seat donation fees so baked in to their finances probably for years to come, that you can't just pull yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, next year we're opening things up and we're going to make this more affordable for everybody, for the average citizen, as opposed to our beloved donors who have long done this. But frankly, they've been paying it now. Nobody's showing up.
Yep.
So.
Yep, agreed.
I think in the basketball side, major evaluation is needed on what the future can be. Because you've got the same level of expectation, national championship hopes. not sure you can still pay the ticket. We've had that discussion.
It's definitely getting harder and harder, and you have more obligations and more priorities than you do or than you did. So,
but we know that you can pay the ticket for a trip to the college football playoff.
Correct.
That ticket you can afford.
Yes.
And no, it's not a national championship. I mean, you've been in the championship game. I mean,
it's effective.
But what are we talking about? What it's done? We still talk about game day that year.
Right.
I mean,
right.
New Year's Six, and this is a whole nother level.
Well, I mean, that's just this country, right? Like, this country is driven as at large in viewership, in exposure, and everything, in enrollment by football. I mean,
and you've been swimming up river, going against the grain of it, of college your program's existence for the most part.
And we can acknowledge that it's gotten you basically nowhere. I mean, in relative to what you felt like it would or should have.
Again, you made a championship game.
Right.
You know, it didn't come through, but you built a program that was nationally relevant the resources mostly going to basketball.
And for one reason or another, it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough for you. And so, yes, that's why that shift will continue. Well, now, whether they will ultimately get there, you know, we certainly have our doubts, but I mean, that's the only way, you know, in 2025, it's the only way.
But you built that up, and you got those prices to where they were on what we've come to learn 16 years later.
Yes.
And we were saying it when Cal was doing it, but this was historic. An historical run that you were on. You hadn't just built yourself into a national power. Like, you were on top of college basketball there.
Yeah, you were.
Just in terms of right there with the Blue Bloods.
Yep.
You were right there.
Yep.
And so, you know, the idea that you're getting that back,
yeah,
you know, for what it costs now,
yeah.
Probably out the door forever, John. Yeah. And this is not to, you know, again, I hold it dear. You're talking about somebody who's helped make a career, take care of his family because of folks' interest in Tigers basketball, man. Because I beat writer, whatever else. Like, there's interest in that.
Right.
And that's what, you know, but. I just think the change, man, what we've seen, the times, and I'm one who says, well, you have to get with them. You just can't not change.
Right.
Right? If you don't adapt, you know, then you're dead. And so as this shift seems to be front of mind, it seems to be happening in football, you have more investment. I just wonder if you have to reimagine that to get the most out of it, John, to get the most out of it.
Well, and I think you also need to reimagine your urgency with which you run the football program.
Well, that goes into this.
You know,
if you're truly making a shift, yes.
Yeah.
I like where you're going with this conversation, but you know where it ends, too.
Yeah, no,
you know where it ends, too, at least for right now.
Yes, it's true. It's not going to change, but it's like, you know, if you're going to do this,
you better be serious about your new standard.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Brooks Monaghan going to join us at 125. J&J 90 Trent FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They're going to help you sell your home. They're going to help you get the best price for your home, the most money, right? That's the thing. You know, I think it starts with transparency, starts with honesty, you know, so that everybody on the and at the outset is comfortable with, you know, the entire process and what's realistic and what's not in these current market conditions. That's why Jennifer and her team are the best. They don't sugarcoat it. They keep it a buck, but they get results. You will be happy when you go with the Live Love team. But in order to have that conversation, you got to have that conversation. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
That's right. In fact, we've had no one all these years had no one call us unhappy or tell Jen, oh, Jason John told me wrong going to you. 901-625-5200. You could be happy too. That's what Jen will do for you. John said the key word results. She's going to get you top dollar from that for that home. Her Key is pricing it right from the get-go, so you're not left out there on the market for weeks, for months, having a decreased price. You're not doing that. Not with Live Love. Make that call, 901-625-5200. And if you'd like, they'll help you on the buying side as well. They're looking to put you in a great situation. That's what's good for them. That's good business for them when it's great for you. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
The New York Giants announced today that they will be starting Jameis Winston against the Packers on Sunday. Jackson Dart is in the concussion protocol, and he is going to miss this game. So it will not be Russell Wilson. It will be Jameis Winston, which I find kind of interesting.
Russ is done. If you saw him at the end of that Bears game, you know.
Yeah.
He does not want to be hit. They had no chance with him in. You're better off going with the at least more enthusiastic Jameis Winston.
Right. He will be playing in his first game since week 15 of last year.
Good
against the
him.
Browns. Two-year, $8 million deal with the Giants in the offseason. Has been third string, obviously, behind them.
Had the best deal in football, to be honest with you. Making
yes.
that kind of money to be the third stringer.
Well, he's been called up.
It's time to work now for your money, Jameis.
Yep.
That's what John's telling you.
I think this is a tough spot for him, going against the Packers team that just took a tough loss and held the Eagles to 10 points. I think it is at least in New York. So, you know, you have that going for you if you count that as something that's going for you. But I will say, you know, there's a stat up at ESPN. He in his first start for the previous three teams he's been on, he's played pretty well. Bucks 2015, he had 210 yards. This was as a rookie, 210 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. Saints in 2021, five touchdowns, no picks.
Yep.
And then the Browns in 2024, three touchdowns, no picks, 335 yards. So he does come in and give a bump. But I do think this is by far the toughest situation he's been in.
I cannot understand with this Giants story how Joe Shane is not hasn't been walked out the door with Brian Daboll. His first act as GM was hiring Brian Daboll. This dude has screwed up over and over again, including letting Saquon Barkley walk, you know, not wanting to pay him basically $13 million a year, not thinking he's worth it. And then where he walks to? Oh, division rival Philly, they go to the Super Bowl. Like this, the mistakes that he's made. He wanted to trade up and get Drake May. Didn't get that done. You can't give him credit for picking Malik Nabers. That was the pick at that point in the draft. He had tried to move up. And so that we saw it. We saw it in Hard Knocks, that episode, that whole series, and it's probably the last one we'll ever see in terms of front office, exposed him. And look at how it's gone since. Mm. Look at on Daboll, who I once admired and thought was actually a good coach, was a coach of the year. Look at his time management down the stretch in these games against Denver and the Bears, what they were doing in that game that blow that game. The Denver one was unforgivable.
Yep.
But they're playing prevent defense. You're not even rushing. You're not even using this good defense that you have, and that's their strength. And so Joe Shane, the fact that he's still walking through there, through those halls, I just don't see how ownership thinks that's the right situation.
I saw one report that the expectation is that he will be reviewed in January when the season is over, and then he will be let go.
There's nothing but bad. That one seems imminent. I don't understand the point of keeping him on now. You could get ahead of. Keep in mind, Miami's looking for a general manager.
Right.
They fired Chris Greer.
They did.
So they're in terms of getting out ahead of this, you want the best candidate.
Right.
That'd be another reason to go ahead and move on from Joe to get out ahead of this and, you know, battle Miami on candidates here. But he has shown, and even in hiring Daboll,
yep,
you know, that Daniel Jones, you know, leaves and,
yeah,
and looks good. That doesn't look good for Joe Shane either.
That is very true, you know? And there's no doubt about that. But, yeah, some change coming to the Giants organization. I got a little bit of an update for you. If you're one of those holdouts that has not either switched to a Superbox or gotten the ESPN app, I had no choice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.